Assets and lifestyle is a subject that is very important to you and your family. Join us at 8 a.m. January 31st, February 14th, and February 28th. Our guest will be Genworth Financial's Long-Term Care Insurance Division's National Spokesperson, Wendy Boglioli, an Olympic gold and bronze medal winner. Again, those dates are January 31st, February 14th, and February 28th at 8 a.m. Be sure to listen to Chat with Women. We want to hear from you.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Chat with Women. This is Pam. Boy, are we having fun.
This is Rochelle. I'm like an alcoholic here. I'm drinking the wine. I mean, it's 8:30 in the morning. It's you know, I'm happy. Woo-hoo. Well, you
probably need to take a nap here in a few minutes.
That's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm
afraid happened to Rochelle? She's taking a nap in the rest part of the show.
Rochelle has to rest now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
for tonight.
As we said in the beginning of the show, we have a great segment now. We're going to be talking about some men that we have in the studio, very nice-looking men, who are going to be part of our Bachelor auction. We're going to raise money for Eastside Domestic Violence. And this is a serious program. We're laughing, we're joking. But just to let you know, that there's one out of four women that are abused in this state, or actually all over the country. We really want to help raise the awareness of Eastside Domestic Violence. So that to that end, we're trying to help them by raising money. As you know, during Christmas, we raised over $7,000 for Eastside Domestic Violence. So now we're back on again. It's February.
You know, we didn't mention Whole Foods. Shame on us. Whole Foods was fabulous to us. They were fabulous to Eastside Domestic Violence, and they were fabulous to our chat party last night. Hello.
I was going to say she needs to talk in the mic. She's talking.
Everybody can hear me.
Okay, good.
I don't need a microphone.
All right. I'd like to introduce.
It'll still go out there.
I'd like to introduce our two gentlemen. Matt Jones is here in the studio, and also Michael Villar is here in the studio with us. And what's good to know is that Benny's decided to join us, too. So you're going to be hearing from Benny.
I threw my hat in the ring.
He did.
I
threw his hat in the ring.
And I'm going to tell you, if you were at the chat party last night, you got to see him live and in person.
Benny and Matt.
Matt joined us, too, last night. So you know what, ladies? Those of you that were there last night, you had a special treat. You didn't know. See, we didn't mention this. So they didn't know. This was like a little sneak preview. Matt walked around and sort of did his thing. Benny sat in the corner and then, you know, got up occasionally. So, you know, you got a little sneak preview. And then Michael's here. Michael's joining us.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Matt.
Should we tell them a little bit about who they are?
I'm going to just give Michael a few lines because I, you know, I'm in love with
no,
Michael.
No, you're doing.
I mean, I'm doing Matt.
Okay. Oh, who's had wine?
Good call, Rochelle. Good call.
Matt Jones, I want to tell you that Matt Jones was actually, what I love about what he was talking about is he actually does a lot of great things, but one of the things he has, he's the founder of MashedPotato.org. So he's been featured in King 5 News, Northwest Cable News, Channel 13, I guess, Conscious Talk Radio, one of our stations he's been on, over 30 local and national publications. So also what Matt does, I love this, is that he has a class or a program where you can dance and paint. Now imagine that, dance and paint. Who doesn't want, look at Rochelle, she's dancing. Now if you could paint too.
Gee, I like that.
I know, I knew you would. He was nominated in Seattle, a Metropolitan magazine recently as Seattle's most eligible single. And he's fun-loving, and I love what he says. What is he looking for? What is Matt looking for? He wants a bright, friendly woman with an adventurous spirit.
Here I am!
Who's generous with her smile. Don't you love that? Generous with
I'm
her
smiling.
Smile.
More than usual.
With high importance. It's hard to, you know, continue. High importance on being extra thoughtful to children, animals, and the elderly. Is that special? Essentially, the bigger the heart, the better. So ladies out there, anyone with a big heart, we're going to have Matt actually talk a little bit about what he does do more than what I've just said, but that's a quick introduction, so stay tuned. Now Rochelle is going to introduce Michael.
Yeah, we do want to mention, because mashed potatoes is very important, and you're going to bring that up. So now I'm going to introduce to you Michael Villar. He is a Northwest native who thinks Seattle is one of the greatest towns to live in the United States. Of course, as an event and restaurant reviewer, Michael certainly has the inside edge. As Michael says, he's the only guy gonzo enough to carry subscriptions to the opera, ballet, the symphony, and the Fifth Avenue. Michael was named one of Emerald City's most eligible bachelors a few years ago and has been featured on Evening Magazine, also Conscious Talk Radio, Northwest Active Singles Life. And you know what Michael likes best? The electricity of a kiss that sends a shiver down the spine and makes you weak in the knees.
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I know. Ladies, listen. So let's talk to Matt first. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about, well, Benny, okay, I'm sorry. Everybody knows who you are, but okay.
Hey, get to me whenever you can. I ain't scared. Go ahead. Do what you need to do.
Bring it on, Mama.
Forget it.
I'm saying, well, we all know how cute you are, so that's a given, and we know what you do for a living. So anytime you want to chime in, please do.
Hey, thanks.
So Matt, talk a little bit about, you know, you talked a lot to me last night about what you've done in your life. Tell the listeners, tell those wonderful ladies out there who you are.
Well, good morning, Pam and Rochelle.
Good morning.
And Michael and Benny. I'm delighted to be here this morning and have the opportunity to help create awareness for your charity of choice, the Eastside Domestic Violence Organization. MashedPotatoes.org is an organization that I founded a little over 2 years ago, and we deliver mass quantities of potatoes to Northwest Harvest. We, to date, have delivered over 500,000 pounds of potatoes to them. That's 10 semi-loads. You could fill the station up here about 50 times with that much potatoes.
That's fabulous. That is incredible. Now, let me ask you, do you grow them or do you purchase?
I don't grow them, but we do purchase them. What we do is we go out and we look for spud donors.
Mm-hmm. I love that, spud donors.
Okay, I'm thinking something. Okay, never mind.
And these spud donors help us to bring this very essential need to Northwest Harvest. They go through about 18 million pounds of potatoes. As you know, Northwest Harvest is one of the largest food feeding organizations in the state.
Right.
And they're crucial for, I believe, the work that's being done in the state to handle the hunger of people.
They're very well known. Everyone's heard of them.
Yes, of course.
That's lovely. You're very generous. Tell me about dancing and painting.
Well, I was dancing.
Do we do it with our clothes on?
You can do it any way you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah.
We generally have to find out.
We've been doing it with our clothes on, but, you know.
Whatever floats your boat. You know, at 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm woo-hoo-hooing, you know, you never know. Okay.
Rochelle wants to finger paint now.
Well, this is something actually very new. Mm-hmm. On New Year's Eve, I launched paintdancing.com nationally. We are opening up Los Angeles as well. We have quite a few people interested in paint dancing here in Seattle area. We had 35 paint dancers on our first event, and you paint and dance at the same time.
I love this.
I've never heard it. I said to him, this is so unique. And, you know, where did this come from? I mean, who thinks about painting and dancing? How did you come up with that?
Well, I was painting and dancing with a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
I just was jokingly said, hey, paintdancing.com.
That's fabulous.
And then I went and noticed that the URL was available. And we did it to launch a new venue for charity. Because when you come to Paint Dance, you help us to deliver potatoes to Northwest Harvest. We're going to be delivering 50 pounds of potatoes for every person that paint dances with us, and we've had over 50 people in the last two events paint dance with us, so that's a large contribution of potatoes.
Wow.
Our next event is this Friday at Gasworks Gallery, which I own, which is one of the largest private art galleries in the city. It's in Wallingford. You can find us at gasworksgallery.com or paintdancing.com or mashedpotatoes.org.
And Busy man.
As you know, I'm an abstract painter.
Right.
And
you should see his pants.
Yes, they have paint all over them.
We'll go a little further.
That sounded a little strange.
His pants have paint all over them.
That was a little below the belt, Rochelle. Come on.
Was that a little... Are you listening? Well, this is fabulous. Okay.
Fabulous. So now let's talk to Michael. Michael, can you talk about a little bit who you are? This is important
for
our listeners.
Can you match that?
Go ahead, top that.
Now do you see, wait a minute. Now, listeners, do you see why he went for $3,700? Hello? Top it, Michael.
That's why I brought Matt in, because I know Matt was the dude.
the dude.
That's right. No, I got to say, though, Rochelle, you know, the first time we hooked up back in December, mm-hmm. you were wearing this wicked pair of leather pants at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, if your husband wasn't such a big guy, he would certainly pound me into the ground.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd be making a move on you.
Well, hello. I like today. This is a good day. I'm buying a lottery ticket. That's it. I'm going to be a winner. Oh, thank you, Michael. That's very sweet. I'm going to put on those pants again.
Yes, next time.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael, because we love you.
Hi there. Thank you very much. Like I say, I've been living in the Northwest all my life, and I think Seattle, for its size, is an awesome town. It's great. It has a lot going on. So a couple of years ago, I started writing an event in the restaurant reviews about what's going on in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And so I've very much gotten into the loop of what's going on. And just from my own activities, from what's going on and what we're able to do, I've been able to share that with other people. And then I also like to bring other people into that circle to see it from a bit of a different perspective.
Well, you know, we're going to have your pictures on our website. And one of your pictures, Michael, is you sitting against, I think you're on a boat. And
yes.
I think, are you on the Sound or are you in Lake Union?
Actually, that's from Alaska, an Alaskan cruise.
Alaskan cruise. Okay. Well, you see, because we're chatting up about you guys, mm-hmm. but, you know, this is all like, they have to, like, think about what you possibly look like. Well, we're going to take that out of their mind, and they can go to the website and check you guys out. I'm telling you, ladies, this is an opportunity. Benny, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, like moonlight strolls on the beach. Ooh. And no, I don't know. I mean,
and Mai Tais at
sunset. What are you looking for in a woman?
Well, I'm looking for someone who's obviously comfortable with what I do, and I'm comfortable with hers as well. I'm very outgoing. I actually was a shy guy at first, and then I kind of grew out of it fairly quickly. I know, hard to believe, but it was true. Someone who is, I'm going to actually just go with honesty, you know, honesty and very trustworthy, and will be there when I know they'll be there.
Very nice.
Very sincere, very simple.
Very nice.
And he's got big bling bling in his ears.
Mm-hmm. Well, not today, but
last night. You know, Michael, we didn't ask you, what is it you're looking for in a woman?
You know, mostly I'm looking for someone who can keep up with me.
Mm.
That would be difficult.
Yes,
you are very busy.
Well, I do not have any kids, and I do not have a TV. So I have
you
a
don't.
Lot.
That's I was right. reading that about you, and I thought, how fascinating. You read books.
Yes, that's how I spend my downtime.
Right.
And so I've actually, the one time that I really thought about this was when I was going out with a lady, and she was complaining that I was taking her out to the ballet too often. And I thought, it was just a mind flip for me. I thought, hey, wait a second. Do you know how many heterosexual guys want to go to the ballet?
Not very many.
Right. And their dates complain that they're going too often.
Right. Right.
So mostly I like to stay very active and stay very busy. And so I like someone who also shares that sense of adventure, trying new things, going out and meeting new people, and thriving off the pulse of the crowd.
Ooh. And Matt, what are you looking for in a woman?
Well, as Pam mentioned, I like a really down-to-earth woman who is generous with her smiles and is warm, has a big heart. I think that's probably mm-hmm. the essence that's important to me.
That's the way you come across. That's the way I would have described you, or how I described you to my good friend out there who I said call or email, because that would be how you're described when you meet you.
We should also mention that David LeClaire is going to be joining you, gentlemen. And you can bid on David LeClaire also, right?
Yes. David LeClaire also volunteered to participate in this. For those who are not familiar with David, David is one of the most preeminent wine sommeliers in town. You can go to David's website, www.vinolover.com.
I love that.
Yes. He's
got
We've had him on
the air.
Yes. And there's a picture of him over there. And David kind of has a two-for-one deal going. Of course, David knows so many great chefs as well. David is hooking up with one of his friends who assures me is as good-looking as he is.
And he's cute.
Yes. And they're going to do a little bit of a double date sort of thing where they're going to put together both a wine and a dinner package.
Oh, wonderful.
That's nice. Yeah, so if you bid on David, you get wine and dinner?
Yes, but two ladies should be bidding on him.
Oh,
there's
because
two men,
there's
two.
Okay.
That's right. It's a two for one.
Now, let me ask you, are you guys setting up the date? So the women bid on you, but you guys are going to set the date up? So what is it I'm going to get if I bid on you?
Well,
Matt?
Rochelle, I haven't, it's been last minute for me to come on this
event. Oh, you're just jumping in the fire?
And so I assure you that it will be something very, very exciting.
I think I
have no doubt.
I think paint dancing would be a hoot, personally. So, okay, exciting. And Michael, have you figured out something?
Yes, for me, I have an opera event coming up in March, so we can go see Julius Caesar together. And if you've never been to the opera before, this is certainly a great way to start. For me, it's not so much that I enjoy the opera per se, but I enjoy the opera event. It's a nice reason to get dressed up, go out, and just experience a pleasant night.
Fabulous.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, both of you, for being in the studio
all
with us today. Three of you. And we're going to actually, we have a caller. That's interesting. Maybe they're already calling in wanting to bid. That would be funny.
We'll put their caller on
hold.
But
we're going to need to go to break. We'll be right back. This is Chat with Women.
We're Aflac, an insurance company that doesn't act like one, because we're different where it really counts. We pay cash benefits directly to you unless you tell us otherwise, and we process most claims within 4 business days. Aflac's cash benefits can be spent any way you want without anyone's permission. Sometimes different is better. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. An insurance company that doesn't act like one. Call your local Aflac office at 425-450-9811. That's 425-450-9811.
Hello, this is Rochelle.
And this is Pam with KKNW's Chat with Women. Join us February 14th and February 28th at 8 a.m. to hear about an incredibly important topic, long-term care. You will learn about